My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Which team has one more run in them, the Bucks or the Nuggets? If you had to pick one, both are kind of on their moving Bucks towards their way out. The Bucks.
I'd say the Bucks. The Bucks got the better top tier players.
I think I'd still roll with Denver.
That's a hell of a question.
I don't know where the answer may lie though. And this is what I talk about with the Kings and the Western Conference. People talk about, oh, Western Conference is so tough, and it is. But there's no Celtics in the West. Like, that's everybody, depending on the matchups or whatever, like, everybody's gettable. Everybody, you can beat all these teams that we think are good. You think about Milwaukee, you can't think about Milwaukee's chances without thinking about how they're going to beat Boston. You know what I'm saying? If Boston was in the West, we'd be like, yeah, Denver might have a run, but how they going to beat Boston? I think that plays a role into whether or not somebody has a run. I think Milwaukee is just as talented as Denver and just as good. They have a higher mountain to climb trying to beat a team like Boston.
Looking at Denver in the West right now, there's two teams that I would pick against them in a series. I'd take OKC and Minnesota over Denver right now in a series. Mavs, I think I could be talked into it, and then after that, I think it's where, like, I'd start picking the Nuggets again.
I don't know that I can be talked into the Mavs yet.
I like what they did in the offseason. I think they capitalized. We'll see if they can just replay it or whatever, but I think they made the right moves.
I think it's a little overrated.
Their offseason?
Yeah. They got worse defensively.
Yeah.
Derrick Jones was a big piece to what they were trying to do. And
but I wonder how much
his points with Klay Thompson, but Klay Thompson not a defender at this point.
Yeah, but I wonder how much of Derrick Jones was, like, he was playing on a minimum at that point. Like, is that what he's going to be going forward?
Maybe not. But let me ask you, I just think about, like, the Kings game, right? And they were throwing Derrick Jones on De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And De'Aaron might have still had his numbers, but, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to get somebody to make him work a little bit. Who's that guy on the Mavericks now? Do they have anybody that can guard anybody? Who going to guard
this?
Yeah. If they match up in the playoffs again. Kyrie? Clay? Well, they going to try and put Clay on SGA?
I don't think they'll do that.
They ain't got nobody.
I don't want to talk about, like, Clay. Go ahead.
I'll say, we'll warn those in the chat. Do we like Najee Marshall?
I like him, but that's Najee Marshall's not even going to be in the game. Closing games.
I don't think losing Derrick Jones Jr. though. Like,
is Clay a bad defender, or he's just not the defender that he was?
He's definitely not the defender that he was,
and that's
fine. I don't
know
if I'd say he's bad, but like I said, in that situation, like we talking about,
you just got to take your chances, I guess.
That defense is awful. Like that defense. Like when you really think about it,
yeah.
We talking Kyrie, Luka,
yeah.
Clay, PJ Washington, and you got Gafford as a rim protector and Lively. That's good. But on the perimeter, people talk about the Kings' perimeter defense.
And Luka is the worst or second worst defensive player on the planet
I've ever seen.
In the history of the planet.
Legit an all-time, like, worst performance in the finals.
And then the frustrating thing about Luka is when he got pissed off and played defense in game four. It's like, bro, come on, man.
Yeah, you tried.
Come on. Yeah. Like, so now you, it makes games one through three look even worse. Because it's like, you just really didn't even care. You have the ability to have some resistance on the defensive end, but you just didn't give a damn.
You know who needs to show me something again is, don't forget the first 40 some odd games of the season. Jason Kidd was laughable. And I don't know if it was the acquisition of players that, you know, because he making an adjustment like that in the middle of the season is, that's extremely difficult. And he did a fantastic job. I will not discredit him for what he did. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, well, you did it, salute, and you did it at an extremely high level. You got all the way till the very last game of the season. Show me again. I need to see that from Jason Kidd too, because he has ups and downs in his coaching career. Like as Zay points out, it was Jason Kidd the spectator. He's a fan just like us.
Just like us.
And then all of a sudden, that man was a coach, a real coach.
And I give him credit for figuring that out. Like what they figured out. I feel you, Jesse. I feel you. It sounds like I'm making too much about Derrick Jones, but Derrick Jones was like how we look at Keon, maybe on steroids, though. He fit. Well, they had enough guys that were going to score points. PJ Washington was going to score. Kyrie was going to score. Luka was going to score. They needed a guy that didn't care about his points, that would go up there. And they needed a guy that would did what Devin Booker did in the Olympics. I don't really care about my scoring, but I'm going to pick this guy up full court. I'm going to make their life live in hell. Mm-hmm. And that type of player was – and Jason Kidd found it and made the adjustments and turned that team into that. Mm-hmm. You combine that with Lively and Gafford doing what they did, and they were able to do some things on the defensive end. And it's not just losing Derrick Jones. It's not replacing Derrick Jones is what I have hesitancy with that Dallas team.
Understood.
And I started that by saying I give credit to Jason Kidd for finding that formula. You know what I mean? Derrick Jones is like a back of the road. He's like a rotational guy. Like, he's not the special guy. But I give credit to Jason Kidd saying, no, I think we may be able to do something here with this. If he buys in and these other guys buy in, I think this might work. And it did.
You guys think the Kings are the next team up after those first four?
Quite possibly.
They could be.
I'll ask you guys a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel differently now. Is Phoenix, should they get a little bit more respect than what we've been giving them?
I'm going to give Devin Booker all of the respect in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to do that for Phoenix yet. Mm-hmm. I think there's still I never looked at that Phoenix team like, how's Devin Booker going to do? Mm-hmm. Knowing he's capable of doing a lot of knowing what he's capable of as a complete basketball player. Yeah, that's big time. Like, what he did in the Olympics was absolutely amazing. But I need to see Bradley Beal, because there are a lot of people who discredited Bradley Beal when he got to Phoenix, and they really did not talk about him as a level of player that I think that he is. Mm-hmm. But last year, he kind of played like the level of player that they talked about him as. And for them to be successful, that can't be the case. Yeah. And you got an amazing season out of Kevin Durant. You're going to need that again. And you're going to need a good level of production from your role players. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean offensive production. I mean defensive production. I mean just you're going to need some guys to be scrappy. You're going to need some guys to work their ass off. I'm not to definitively answer your question. No, I'm not ready to put Phoenix there. I'm not.
Understandable.
Though I'm a much bigger Devin Booker fan than I was a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I like Book. I bought his sports drink. Never really drank it, but I bought it. I think the only sports drink I like are like Vitamin Water Zeros. Those are the only sports drinks I like. The rest of them, they're...
Powerade's good. Gatorade is good. Got a Gatorade with me right now.
Well, see, I got Glacier Freeze. That's the flavor I got.
I got yellow.
I'm still, like, it's still... Which one it is? Let me be clear.
Which one is it, Jesse? Yellow or green?
I always said green, but I think it's yellow.
What's green?
The Gatorade color.
You know, the classic color.
It's green, bro. That does not look yellow.
I'd say yellow.
What flavor are you two dummies talking about?
I think it's lemon lime or
no,
something.
No, that's yellow.
Yes, lemons some people call in theory lemon. Are yellow, but the Gatorade
in
itself
theory,
looks green.
You said lemons in theory are yellow?
I'm saying the lemon flavor of this Gatorade is green.
Well, and to be fair, it's lemon lime.
Well, that's a shoot. Oh, no. What happened?
Michael Cooper.
They're carrying him off the court. What happened?
Don't carry me off the court like that.
Bro. No. No, look.
Don't
hey.
I don't carry me off
what
the court
is
like
this?
That, man. Come on.
Why
man.
They carry Michael Cooper off the court like that? Oh,
do that,
no.
Man. Come on, man. You can't be carrying me off the court.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, no.
Oh. Yo, get the cameras out of my face, man. Come on, man.
I looked at the screen at the wrong time. They was carrying Michael Cooper
the
off the court.
Out of my face, man.
Like he was Ricky. Oh, no. You know what else is amazing about this game? Mm. What's the score? Well, there it is now.
Well, you better hurry up and find
it. Yeah, because the score does not live on the old broadcast.
Oh, I hate when they do that. They do that on football, too. Like watching old football games, you don't know the score, you don't know the down and distance, nothing. Man, that's the one thing that we have gotten way better at.
Yeah, you know what used to be really dumb, too, is, hey, the crowd can't cheer. We're not playing until the crowd stops cheering. That was an 80s thing in the NFL, I think.
What?
Yeah. If the crowd got too loud, they would pause the game.
Come on, man.
Tell me more about your 80s.
Come on.
I also feel the need to clarify something because that last little remark got kind of out of control. When I say I like vitamin water zero, I mean after I work out for an hour.
Mm.
I don't mean to sit around in the studio and
there's
drink.
Nothing wrong with sipping on a Gatorade, bro.
I find no that problem. Behavior bizarre.
Sir, please.
Gatorade is more of like a... I know it's for like rehydration and stuff, but like it's more of like a juice drink at this point
it's
than
not
it is
juice.
Like
it's fine. It's fine.
Juice.
Like
it's not juice, but
you throw it on there, boom. You know, you have a little sip. It's good. Usually, you keep it in the refrigerator. Like it chills like nothing else. You know, a cold Gatorade is similar to like a cold. You ever had? No, you haven't. Have you ever had Minute Maid peach juice? I swear like chills. Better than any juice ever. It is so cold.
You got to freeze the Gatorade, turn into a slushy a little bit.
See, that's where we draw.
What?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't need a
slushy. That's like a Gatorade slushy.
What's it?
Yeah, I don't need a slushy. I don't need a slushy. Come on, man. Come on. We gone. There's a fork in the road.
No.
All of this.
They used to give us frozen Gatorades at school.
Jesse eating Gatorade as a dessert all of a sudden. A little fruit punch icy.
Look at it. They're with me. Real chill facts, Jesse. Will Warner. No, frozen Gatorade goes on, crazy.
Frozen,
Jeremy.
Bugging,
Gatorade slushy is fire.
Come on, man. Y'all bugging, man. We don't need to do all that, man. Just put it in the fridge. Just put it in the fridge. Let it be cold. Leave it at that.
Sorry. I like to live my life on the edge.
Oh, Manny. Ramsey. Isn't this the most Ramsey thing ever? Gatorade zero for the win.
All right.
Well, wait
bro.
A minute.
That's
the
wait
worst Gatorade
no,
there is.
Wait
no,
a minute.
No, stop.
No,
gosh.
No.
What are you going to tell me, G2 next?
Okay, now that G2 stuff is ass. But wait a second.
G2.
Wait a second. I'm going to stall Ramsey out here for a minute because I don't like vitamin water.
Uh-huh.
But I like vitamin water zero.
You want a vitamin water zero, Gatorade zero? We got a Diet Coke, bro. It's the same thing.
I don't get Diet Coke, so I get Coke Zero. Me and Trista Cook.
Well, look, and that's the other thing. Yeah, okay, it's fine. You can tolerate it. It helps. It's not for the win.
No, it's
disgusting.
Well, I've never had a Gatorade Zero, but I imagine I've had a Coke Zero, so I've had a Vitamin Water Zero. I imagine it's delightful.
I mean, best case scenario, it's, we scored a bucket. Gatorade Zero for the bucket. Like, we got 2 points. We might be down 10. But it's not for the win.
The Gatorade Zero is there because someone's mom bought the wrong Gatorade.
Oh, man, I'd be hating when I buy the wrong.
That's why it's there, bro.
I'll be getting the six-pack of Gatorades for the trip or, you know, for after the game. Oh, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I need one of them Gatorades. Take a sip. Oh, man, I got zero.
Yeah, no one besides Rams has ever bought a Gatorade Zero because they wanted it.
Huh. Well, this took a turn.
For the win. Settle down, Ramsey. Settle down.
No, Ramsey's, I don't know. I think, I can't believe I'm about to say this. I might be Team Ramsey here.
Damien has joined the straight-legged society.
Well, that's way too far. The straight leg sweats is where I draw the line. That's extra.
Oh, man.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good times. Good times.
All right. Anyway. Talking about Dallas, is the only emotional, like, game this year the Clay back to Golden State game?
Celtics and Warriors.
Well, that actually...
Jason Tatum might spear Steve Kerr.
Might
spear him.
That actually deserves a little more conversation.
And he runs and spears him.
Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum with the 3D on Steve Kerr.
Hits him with the jackhammer after and calls it a day.
They bring out Grant Hill.
The ball gets tipped. Jason Tatum. Ooh! Just makes a beeline to Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr going to dap up Tatum on camera. We'll talk more about those games and more about some questions headed in. To the NBA season is D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino. I was anxious to hear that story.
Well, it could still be said. But basically, I'll say it. So Joe Budden was like, yeah, find my seats. see the opening act. Then me and Imani, we go straight to the concession stand. Got me a glizzy.
All right.
And they were like, yo, Glizzy at a Lucky Day concert is wild.
Bro, getting a hot dog, like, unless you made it yourself, is crazy.
He said, I don't care. I don't care if it's Madison Square Garden, Radio City Music Hall, Yankee Stadium. And if I'm in New York, I'm getting a glizzy. I like hot dogs.
You should only get a hot dog if it's barbecued at the barbecue you're at.
But we got on this because he was talking about Costco's hot dog. No, Costco hot dogs is official. It's official.
I've never had one.
He said he never had one either. But
hot dog is too plain for me to get somewhere else. Like, if we got at the barbecue, yeah, let me get a hot dog or something. But like, if I'm somewhere, like, I'll get a pizza or a chicken bagel or a hot dog.
Try the Costco one for $1.50.
Right, what's a hot dog? Do either of you know?
I don't need to know.
Oh. It's like the pig's intestines or something.
I don't want to know.
Hey,
no, it's good.
I think hot dog is the pig's backside.
It's a pig's ass, is what you're trying to say. Yeah,
it's okay. From the back.
Yo. No,
sir,
hey.
Sir, where's your flag? Hey, go ahead.
Hold on, man.
No, we got it.
Don't worry about it. I'm here.
No, that's fine. Multiple flags.
I don't even have another flag. I'll throw
for those who don't have the who haven't checked out the Deuce and Mo podcast. Deuce actually had a flag thrown, and we were pretty generous. We only threw one flag on him, but there were a couple of moments in there. And then I could tell Deuce was getting worried about what he was saying, and he said something. And he kind of like laughed a little bit, like, "Oh man."
We thought it out. We was like, "Nah, you already got one flag. We're not gonna give you another one on your show."
You can't say anything around us. Let's get some intelligence in here, Kamara. What's going on, man?
Hey, I want to apologize for yesterday, man. I jumped off the call so early, you know, and I thought you guys gave me the hook, honestly.
No,
you just dipped out on us.
Yeah.
Hurt our feelings, to be honest with you.
No, man, not on your birthday. Not on your birthday, man. Check this out. So, you know, every year we look at the schedule and we're like, oh, man, like, you know, they start the season on the road or in the road. I really don't care. It's the same schedule. Everybody has to play it. At this point in time, man, like, look, the team, honestly, they just have to perform. They actually play better on the road than at home.
Oh.
You know, that's been the case. So yeah. It's kind of like, you know, I don't know what it is about this team the last several years, but, you know, I'm not really worried about how they start the season or how they end the season as far as being on the road. I'm worried about the middle of the season when – you know, we should be beating the Detroits of the world, assuming they're going to be terrible. I don't know. Actually, I guess the hard part about it is the Western Conference didn't really have a lot of bad teams this year. What team do you guys can foresee being the bottom of the barrel?
Portland.
Yeah. Okay, Utah. Outside of Portland, what else?
Utah.
You think Utah gets bad?
Yeah, Utah ain't no good.
Yeah, I think they're probably in the vicinity of, like, they're in the 20 win, like the 20s. I mean, it might be 29.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they were last year. Give me 2 seconds.
Utah.
31.
Utah is going to be a team where, like, you got to show respect. You know what I mean? But every time they're on the schedule, you should feel like you should beat them if you're the Kings.
The West is going to be good too, but I feel like it gets talked about as if the West is going to be like this juggernaut. Like, these teams aren't much better than anyone else.
No,
like, like, OKC is not that much better. Like, the OKC is, like, the team to beat for me in the West, and I take them against the Kings, but, like,
I think
from the Nuggets and on, like, it's not, I don't think it's that, like, they're good, but it's not it's something crazy.
You basically have to be good is what it comes down to, because, like, when you look at the teams that didn't qualify for the postseason, you have Houston, which was 41-41, and, like, they're going to fight you, literally and figuratively. Like, that team is going to fight you. Mm-hmm. You have Utah, who's... I'm with you. You have to be ready to play them every game.
Yeah.
But you should beat them.
Yeah.
Memphis is going to be an entirely different basketball team next year. Mm-hmm. San Antonio is going to be a better basketball team next year. I'm not going to go entirely different, but they're going to be better. Potentially a lot better. And then you have Portland, who we've acknowledged has a lot of talent, but from a team-wise perspective, it's not there. But you have to be on guard for all of those. look at the bottom teams. Look at the teams that didn't qualify for the postseason in the Eastern Conference. You have Brooklyn, who just moved Mikal Bridges. Mm-hmm. You have Toronto. Toronto died. They, I think, to a certain degree, tanked the final stretch of the season. Of course, they traded OG Anunoby. Charlotte, Washington, and Detroit. That sounds way worse than what's in the Western Conference. Yeah. There's no way. Of course, the Kings lost to these teams.
Oh, all of them.
But, like, theoretically, Charlotte, Washington, Detroit, those are the three worst teams in the league. Like, if Portland's the worst team in the Western Conference, they're better than those three.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
And I think that's why the West is looked at the way they are. And I think there's a lot of teams that you can kind of bundle into the same area. And that includes like the Kings and the Warriors and the Pelicans and the Lakers. You can bundle all of them into the same little group, and it's going to be up to Sacramento to separate themselves. Whether they do or they don't, we'll find out. But they're in that cluster, and they have to separate themselves.
And I know Chris Paul.
I don't even know where the Clippers fall into all of this.
They could be in a bad spot. And I know Chris Paul is Chris Paul, right? And he's going to San Antonio, and that's good. And Harrison is there.
Put it on his shirt, by the way. Chris Paul is Chris Paul. It's a good idea.
Right, but what's the question you asked me? What would you believe more of? The Spurs push for a play-in spot, or they're a bottom three team in the West? I would say a bottom three team. Is for all that Wimby is and all this other stuff, that team was awful last year. And to go from awful, like they weren't just like bad, but they were awful. And to go from that to like, oh man, fringe playoff team, I think that's asking a lot. I think we're looking at a team that's low to mid 30 wins. What they get last year.
Which would be a 10 game improvement.
Yeah. And that's fine. That's not even a knock on the progression. I just, like, they got Chris Paul and they got Harrison Barnes, who we were trying to get rid of at every turn.
Never mind. That's not going to work.
And Wimby is, like, special. He's really, really good. Wimby, like, I'm just looking at these Olympics. He's still not there yet.
Yeah.
Like, there was a Germany game? I think he had, like, 4 points.
Yeah.
Until late. Like, he's still 19, 20 years old and trying to figure some things out. So.
Getting into the play-in last year was 46 wins. Yeah. That was the 10th spot. 46 and 36. And Houston, who had a very late run, they were 5 games short. Yeah. And we're talking about. And what would be perhaps the craziest part of that, one doesn't have to do with the other, but I think in the conversation of the Western Conference, think about what everybody's saying about Memphis. We're essentially in you throw San Antonio into that, we're talking about two teams making a 20 plus game improvement. Right. Like, that is crazy.
Well, to a certain degree, like, where are the 20 losses coming from in the West? For them to make up.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's exactly how it goes.
Right.
But, like, who has fallen off that dramatically for them to take somebody's spot like that? Two teams, right? So now we're looking at, like, I don't know.
The Clippers and.
Right.
Because that's really what we're probably talking about.
Fall off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Are we sure the Kings are in that group with the Warriors and them? Are we giving those teams a little too much credit? Because last year, I agree, like, look at the standings on that. Yeah, the Kings added, like, DeMar DeRozan. We're expecting, like, maybe 50 wins around there. Like, did the Warriors, the Lakers, like, the Clippers, like, did they do anything to, like, elevate themselves going into the season?
The Clippers are not in this conversation right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe we're discounting them a smidge bit too much. Because, Kawhi Leonard is still there.
He's on the roster. He's on the roster. That's kind of the whole question. Like, if you knew he was going to be there every night or close to it, yeah, it's a really good team. But you don't know when he might just be shut down.
Yeah.
I think the Kings are they're better than the Warriors right now. Like, if I was, like, trying to place them, I wouldn't say they're on the same level as the Warriors. I'd say they're a slightly above. I got the Kings as a top six team. I got the Warriors as, like, a play-in team right now.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, looking at the West, I feel like, even with how competitive it could be, like, that has no effect. Like, the Kings should still be a top six team, like, when it's all said and done, I feel.
But let's dive a little bit further into that question. How big of a gap is that, games-wise, wins-wise?
I would say just trying to put context.
Now, in an effort to not, like, try to trick you into saying something, let's go with the sixth seed. That was 49 last year. Mm-hmm. That was Phoenix. And if we went all the way to Golden State, that was 10. That was 46. Mm-hmm. So you say competing for the play-in versus the Kings being top six, what's the game differential?
I can see the Kings beating like 52-win team, Warriors are 46-win team, 47 games better.
I was going to say a five game difference between the two.
Okay, five is enough to me to where it qualifies for a different tier. Mm-hmm. Three, it's the same. Mm-hmm. It's the same cluster. Mm-hmm. Five, all right, okay.
Yeah, I'm closer with Casey on that too, then. I think the Kings will be around 50, Warriors will be around 45, 46.
I think the Warriors are in the exact position they were last year too. 46-47 wins. Somewhere.
One of the wild cards is the Lakers. Like, what do they look like?
Yeah.
You can make the argument that they'll be primed to be a better team, but you could also make the argument they had a lot go their way injury-wise last year, and they could only win, 48 games or something like that? Because they were in the play-in.
They won 47.
Yeah. I don't know if they... I mean, it's three games. It's not inconceivable that they're a 50-win team, but LeBron going to stay healthy all year. AD going to stay healthy all year.
Well, I'm sorry. I just got sidetracked because Michael Cooper is back in this game. No, this is the same game.
Literally minutes after that, he's back on
the
bench.
They carried Michael Cooper. Now, this game is in the Boston Garden, so he could have had a cramp. They if I have a cramp in the Boston Garden, do not carry me off the floor like they carried Michael Cooper off the floor. Just leave me out there to writhe in pain.
It was back.
This is ridiculous.
That's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy.
Y'all swear that basketball in the 80s was something. They just carried Michael Cooper off of the floor, and he's just back out there playing basketball 2 minutes later. For goodness sakes. This is the original Paul.
What is Kareem doing?
This was like Kareem.
I got to be honest. I haven't seen anything that's impressive every time I looked up at this game.
Well, what's impressive is that no one told Kareem prior to like 89 to shave his head.
Well, you saw Winning Time. Were you going to tell Cap to do that? Well, they were afraid of
I love the guy who played Cap on that show.
They were afraid. Wasn't nobody going to tell Cap nothing. Mid-range from Magic. Brick.
The DeMar.
Oh, look at Larry Bird. Scott for the rebound.
Well, that's.
Larry got it below the rim.
Ball kind of fell into Larry Bird's hands and he still fell on the ground. Look at Larry Bird working in the post. Double team kicked out. No one behind the arc. Just bricking. This is ass. This is game six of the NBA Finals, and this is absolute trash.
Oh, they say it's the best of the best.
This is terrible. What is happening right here?
Oh,
this is why you see the same highlights from the 80s over and over and over again. This is look at that guy. Are you kidding me, Danny Ainge?
Couldn't hit a 17-foot jump shot.
This is ridiculous. Magic at the free throw line. He's going to brick one of these. All right, there you go, Urban.
Oh, there goes Red R back.
You know what? I think I want to make sure. I just learned this like the other day. I looked it up. I'm going to look at it again so I don't say something stupid on the radio like I did yesterday. Red Auerbach was like they had him like as the team's president like all the way until like he passed. Like I recognize it was a.
Yeah, he might have been a Jerry Jones.
Well, Jesus.
Well, we don't think Jerry Jones. We think Steven has control.
That's not what I meant.
He wasn't going to high school and college, Red Auerbach. He still had his marbles.
I thought somebody else was running the Celtics. and they just gave him the title.
They gave him like a I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, honorary? But an honor. Thank you. Yeah.
Like an honorary captain.
Sure.
They gave Red Auerbach the unplugged controller.
Like Red Auerbach was in the offices until the day he passed away. I mean, I admire it.
Well, this is breaking news.
Okay.
So much for trying to grow the game.
Oh, my.
The 2025 WNBA All-Star Game will be held in Indianapolis. That'll put butts in the seats.
Oh, man.
If there was ever a time to go to L.A., it should have been right then and there.
You're leaning way too hard into this Caitlin thing. That's a bad look.
It's terrible.
That's a bet. You didn't learn anything from the NBA?
That was literally the talking point of that All-Star game, that people just didn't want to go.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's tough. That is tough.
Well, Caitlin Fest will be...
Zabo's right. That is the Caitlin Clark effect. Goodness gracious. I guess next year, the year after, it'll be in Chicago.
Caitlin Con.
I am fearful as to what that might look like. Holy cow. Shout out to Caitlin. Love Caitlin. Not about her.
No,
do not like this idea.
Yeah.
Do not like this idea at all. You were asking about the Lakers a second ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as just to continue my trend of reading into things, when LeBron said, I don't know how many of these big moments I have left, that was my cue that he thinks this Lakers team sucks. And he just wants to play basketball with his son and keep it moving.
That might be why LeBron was so passionate about this Olympic team.
Very well could have been.
This is my last chance to win something.
Very well could have been. It might have been why he was so passionate about the in-season tournament. I'm going to win something.
We talk about the Lakers as if they're the Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of...
I don't think we do that.
They were kind of were-ish, just-ish in the Western Conference Finals with, like, the same team.
Sure.
What do you think is more...
Well...
What do you think... Where did you go? What's more realistic? Their last year's Lakers or Western Conference Finals Lakers?
Last year's Lakers.
I think there's a decent chance they missed the playoffs this year.
I don't think so.
See, I can't go there.
I don't think so.
Can't go there. I can't go there.
I don't see them getting any better than what they've already been. I think they go backwards.
Said that super definitively. It's like three games worse. In fact, it's two games worse.
Well, like, and then you go back to LeBron and AD were healthy last year.
They would have had to get to Houston. Yeah.
LeBron and AD played a lot of games last year.
Because, like, if you're expecting, like, the Grizzlies maybe to jump in, or LeBron's, even the Rockets, like, someone's going to have to fall out.
Clippers are one. We expect the Clippers to fall out.
I think a lot of people are talking about the Pelicans falling out. I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to talk about this team falling out until they stop beating Sacramento's ass.
Well, Pelicans and the Lakers are the two teams I got my eye on. I think the Clippers will just fall back into the play-in. Maybe not make the playoffs, but they'll have an opportunity to get in.
Is it the young guys, or is it Steph as the reason no one's saying that the Warriors are falling out?
Steph. Well, and they like the young guys too, but I think it's
Steph. The young guys are good.
They're good. They're not.
No, but they're good.
Yeah, they're not playoff. Like, you got them.
Well, that's going to the playoffs. But you got Steph.
There you go. By the way, our first chance of redemption is going to be February 8th at the Golden 1 Center.
Pelicans. That's the Pelicans. That's the first game against the Pelicans in February?
February 8th. If I missed one, forgive me, but I don't think I did.
Okay.
And then this is crazy. There's a back-to-back in New Orleans. Not just the two-game series where, you know, usually they put a day in between there. Wednesday the 12th, Thursday the 13th, both in New Orleans.
Say that one more time.
February 12th.
Yeah.
Against the Pelicans in New Orleans.
Yeah.
February 13th against the Pelicans in New Orleans. So,
okay.
Not only a two-game series, but a back-to-back.
All right. Yeah, we ain't going to be hanging around New Orleans. I don't trust these dudes. Let's get out of here. Well, Ben's little bro says Buddy Hield gonna cost the Warriors 4 to 5 games easy. I don't think that's true.
Why would Buddy cost them games? Don't do that.
I was talking to him about it earlier.
Well, let's
Buddy,
not act like it hasn't happened.
Buddy coming to Sacramento in a Warriors uniform is gonna be lit.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be spectacular. Because
he'll play into it too.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be spectacular.
What? And oh boy, I want to make sure I got this correct here. I believe I do. Yeah, it's going to be in front of a national TV audience. They're going to give him the
Buddy
business.
Oh, the Buddy in Sacramento one.
Buddy the business in front of the nation.
Has Mark ever called an ESPN game for the Kings?
Doesn't feel like he has.
I don't think so.
They always be hating on him.
I think the one time Kings were playing on ESPN and they sent him like to Miami or something.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't think Mark had a problem with that, but I'm just...
Well, I don't know if it was exactly Miami.
Going out on a limb, but if that was the case,
yeah,
I don't think Mark had a problem with that.
Oof. We don't... Yeah, we won't go too far into it right now. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, Mark... They say in the chat, Mark Jones called the playoff game, no?
True. The first game one. Yeah, I think it was just game one.
Against the Warriors? He did? Yeah. Well, I wouldn't... I didn't know.
Yeah. It's game one against the Warriors.
Okay.
Him and Doris.
That's right. Of course. I remember seeing Doris before that game.
Everybody.
I was talking to Mark. Yeah. Well, Shams was out.
Shams was there.
And we saw a particular uncle's eyes light up.
That was an all-timer, bro. Like the fact that many people were out there for that playoff game.
I've never seen Vivek Ranadive so happy as when he laid his eyes on Shams Charania. That is amazing.
Can't wait for that. Can't wait for that. Hey, Uncle V, come on, man. Sponsor the bus ride.
Please, Uncle V, before we get sued.
Just to reiterate, there is no bus ride scheduled at the moment.
You know,
is there a particular player you're excited to see this year?
It's a good question. Ant-Man coming to town. He coming to town on two high profile nights. He coming to town to start the season, and he's coming to town for the first NBA Cup game. And as much as I don't like them, I want to see Kyrie too. I always like seeing Kyrie.
Okay. I'm Chet Holmgren.
The usuals.
Chet Holmgren. I want to see Chet year 2/3.
Yeah. It's the usuals for me. There isn't anybody that, since this draft class was so, there isn't anybody like, oh, I got to see. It's the usuals. It's, you know, the Wimbys, the Giannises.
That might be the easy answer, but like Wemby, after learning some things after his rookie year and then the whole Olympics, like seeing him in year 2 is going to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Wemby put everybody on notice.
You know who I do want to see? This is kind of random, very random. I want to see him play, and I want to see him, like, here in Sacramento. I want to see LaMelo.
Okay.
I want to see LaMelo ball, you know, playing a lot of games and being, you know, even available to be on the court.
Yeah.
I think he's got a lot of potential, and I want to see him realize that potential at this point.
You think people are, we'll talk to James about this when he joins us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour as well. You think it felt like there was a good, maybe we already did talk to James. I can't remember. It felt like there was a good energy around the NBA Cup. Mm-hmm. Do you think that continues this year? Do you think it amplifies? Does it decrease? Same.
I think it's about the same. Mm. I think it's about the same. I think there will still be good energy, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we did talk to him because I think the court has a lot to do with it. I think the players.
Oh, that's right. Because we had the skit. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
they'll get into it as well. So
I'm still trying to figure out like what this tournament means. Like you can win it, but it's like it's not like a showcase. Like it's just there.
It happens. Don't they? You're a soccer fan. Don't they do that a lot in soccer? Just like these.
But those ones even like. They don't. And maybe just because it's so new, but like England, they have like the FA Cup and some League Cups and all that domestically. Like those hold a little bit more weight, I feel. But maybe it's just because the NBA Cup is so new.
I think that I love the emotion of sports. So Clay going back to Golden State, that's I'm looking forward to. Yeah. Paul George in LA doesn't hold the same level of weight for me.
No.
I really feel like the there I think there is something to the Celtics and Warriors game.
Well, there is.
The camera will be fixated on the first interaction between Jason Tatum and Steve Kerr.
Steve's going to go dap up Tatum, and Tatum's going to run away like Blake Griffin with Ballmer.
JT! Didn't hear me.
You know what's what is interesting as well, as this is just bizarre, is they have cops on the baseline. Because I guess they don't want Celtics fans to riot.
Well, that's look. Yeah, I can't imagine why they'd be worried about
it. Cops are surrounding the court with 1:55 to go.
I wonder why they're doing that. I mean, Boston fans have been known to literally the entire Boston PD.
But look, the crazy thing is they're about to lose the finals.
Well, the amazing thing is
this is the one that the Lakers win.
How would you know? Because the score isn't up. We're lucky that we got a clock up right now.
So they're worried that Boston is just not going to let L.A. leave.
Yeah, they're worried they're going to... A three-pointer! Oh! We just... Look at this. This is just dog crap. Just absolute trash basketball. This is absurd. I swear if Charles Barkley and these old dudes open their mouth one more time about games in the 80s, I'm going to laugh them off their platform. Look, 1:15 left, game 5. No one knows what the score is.
We hadn't seen the score in literally 40 seconds.
It's game 6. No one has any idea. There's just cops everywhere. James Hamm joins us next here.
Kareem puts it away. That's when he does the two-fisting. Yes, yeah, see, I told you. That was that one.
It's 109-97. Well, that score is up and then it's gone. Another three. That's why there's so many three-pointers. The Celtics are trying to catch up. We'll come back. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320.
So check it out. I was telling everybody, I ain't gonna lie to you, sorry, Mitch, sorry. What was my man's name? Will, in the chat, in the Matthews Matthew chatty house. I'm in full hater mode. In full hater mode. And I am watching the Diamondbacks and the Padres intently every day and every night to see if they can do God's work and chase down these Dodgers.
Okay.
Right? And that's just what I'm doing. Now, that's what I have to do because the Giants, I gave them their love, but, they can't hit their way out of a paper bag. But they say they swing with a wet newspaper. That's what they use.
Okay.
Every time they step to the plate. Lost again last night. Another tough extra inning loss.
Yeah,
to the Braves. That was
brutal.
Tough.
That's brutal.
They play again today. We'll see what happens. But the Padres and the Diamondbacks are both 3.5 games back of the Dodgers for first place in NL West. And I need one of them to handle business. Okay. So, vamos Padres. Vamos, D-backs.
Okay. Well, that's you heard all. The man.
That's all.
Well, good luck to the Giants. Well. That killed 2 minutes. What would you like to do till James gets here?
I do. No. You know what I want to talk about? Is you have it in the rundown about your boy Draymond Barkley. It's some of the things he talking about.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, and you're not a one man wolf pack in what you put in there either.
So okay.
I'm with it.
So let's talk about this. They're trying to construct all of these ways. Well, let's start with Charles Barkley because you brought that up. Charles Barkley told, I think it was Lebatard, that he left at minimum $100 million on the table by staying with TNT. And it's like, oh, wow, that's cool. except when you remember the fact that Charles is in year three of a 10-year contract. Maybe it's possible that TNT was going to let him go if he wanted to pursue other, you know, ventures if they lost the NBA. Maybe it's written in his contract that TNT has to be a partner with the NBA. I'm not really sure. But this whole thing where Charles went from announcing his retirement on national television, on a huge stage, mm-hmm. on national television, to, I guess, negotiating with other networks, to telling us he left a minimum $100 million on the table to stay with TNT, mm-hmm. back to the fact that he has 7 years left on a deal he signed 3 years ago with TNT. That is incredible.
Yeah.
And no one has once said to him, Charles, you're talking about all these other networks. Buddy, aren't you under contract with TNT? Not one. That Le Batard interview was 15 minutes.
Come on, man.
I listened to it because I like Dan, and I yep. wanted to hear how he didn't. Just no one cares. They're just like, yeah, Chuck. All right. Chuck's talking about, I just wanted to make sure everybody at TNT kept their jobs and we're all staying together. Bro, what? All right. All right, Chuck. Let's go with that. And here's the other thing that I think is unpopular. It's okay to let inside the NBA go.
I'm with you.
I wasn't expecting that. I was not expecting that at all.
From just people in general or me?
You. Or anybody. Like, I feel, I thought this would be a completely lone man take.
Yeah.
No. It was great. It can go.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay. It's had a great run. It's the greatest sports studio show, you know, we've ever seen. But I'm not willing to pass on Amazon and NBC and what they're about to bring to the table just for inside the NBA. Now, if you're able to find a way, like we were talking about when they were talking about matching and all this other stuff, if you're able to find a way to keep NBC and Amazon and give TNT a little something and you keep it inside it, oh, let's go. Let's go. But I'm ready for Sunday night basketball night in America.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready for that. Sunday night basketball. I need that. Amazon and what they provide to the game. I'm ready for all that. So it's okay. It's okay if inside the NBA, you know, if this is the last year. Like, it's cool. I was reading an article.
Inside sports doesn't appeal to me. And then the other thing that I'm just struggling with right now is, when are you going to do this? Like, I have a long line of questions. Is it on TNT? Mm-hmm. Do you just put it on social media? Do you just put it on YouTube? Like, what do you do with this show? And when do you air it if it's on TNT? Because you are, I think, grossly overestimating people's attention span to think that they're going to go from NBC to TNT, right, or ESPN to TNT, or a league pass game to TNT. You'll have to, like, I don't, and then without a basketball game, I don't know how you schedule it.
Right. You could just make it at 10:30. Like, regardless. Like for instance, and this is a little different. Now that I think about it, I don't even think they do it unless
10:30 our time?
Yeah. I don't even think they do it unless it's on ESPN, but the games, I guess Sunday night football is this, but Scott Van Pelt on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
He comes on at 8:00 regardless, right? Mm-hmm. And they just kind of, you know, have
they kill
time
yeah.
until it's yeah. over, and then he's talking to all these other people.
Yeah.
Maybe you do that with TNT. I mean, you can push back another episode of Claws or Charmed.
So
you could do that. But I don't know if Charles, Shaq, and Kenny would want to do that.
So do you do that on a Thursday? Because that's kind of when you're programmed to see them?
Maybe, yeah.
Because SportsCenter is there, whether Sunday Night Football is there or not.
Right.
And so that's, hey, the last football game ended. Let's get a recap of the week by going over to SportsCenter. And then you get you get the SVP version. Like, cool. You're left with essentially one option if that's what you're doing with TNT. Yeah. Is you put them on Thursday night.
And I'm also with you. Like, we don't have to do all these special things to, like, save it. Like, it's cool if it just kind of...
Just be over.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like
well, it's okay. We'll be okay. And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way to them, but, like, we'll be fine. Well,
Charles isn't going anywhere.
Right.
Shaq's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of those people are going anywhere. They'll still be on our TV. It'll just be in a different form, but they'll still be on our TV. They'll still be a part of the basketball season. It's not like, man, what happened to Shaq? Where's Charles Barkley? Yeah, that's not going to be a thing. You might ask what happened to Jamal Crawford, but other than that.
Jamal Crawford going to be on to some games. He's good.
On what games?
Like, as an analyst.
For who?
For Amazon.
You think so?
Yeah. NBC. Okay. Jamal Crawford did a good job. I like.
Well, I thought he was fine. Yeah, I thought he was fine.
I think he'll have an opportunity. NBA TV, whatever the case may be, wherever that goes. But, yeah, it's cool, man. It's good. What I don't want to see is inside sports. Because with all due respect to them, they do not watch. Mm-mm. They barely watch basketball, let alone college football.
And some would argue they don't actually watch that.
That's what I'm saying. They barely watch that. So that would be Willie Mays playing for the Mets. That'd be Patrick Ewing with the Sonics. Inside sports. No. It's okay.
I read that article you sent. The Athletic article about the
article.
Yeah, there's like a it's not a There's an interesting footnote to the collective bargaining agreement as it pertains to this upcoming media rights deal and revenue and basketball related income. And I read the entire article and feel like I have a good understanding of it and have no way of, I have absolutely no way.
It's funny you say that. I was like, well, I'm going to save the article and I'll just read what they say. I don't know how that's going to convey, though. Like, I, you might have a better understanding of what they were saying than I do. Like, I get it.
The gist of it is, to dumb it. So what I couldn't figure out is how do you relay what is in that article to like in a conversational form? And the simplest way you could put it is obviously basketball related income is going to go up because of this new media rights deal. But there is a projection that the entire business model is increasing basketball-related revenue. Well, when basketball-related revenue increases, that's what changes the collective bargaining agreement. That's when people go, "Oh, the cap is going up. The cap is going up."
So let me ask you this, because I'm not sure about this, but this is kind of what I took away from it. Is it a situation where if they make too much money or more money than they projected? Things can be unbalanced and now they'd have to renegotiate stuff?
Yes, that's it. That in its simplest form is what this means. And this new collective bargaining agreement is the first step to like, okay, it's not offsetting because we've already talked about it. The cap is going to go up.
Right.
But I think the term that they were using in the article is unbalanced.
Right. And the basketball related income can't be more than what, 25%? What was the 25%?
It was a percentage over. The 25% you're thinking of was just an example that they were using when they were talking about a split. Like, right. the 25%, I don't think it's anything. It was just a part of an example. But the gist of the article is, because of how big this media rights deal is and because of the growth of professional basketball, we could see a situation where both a unique situation where both the NBA Players Association mm-hmm. and the NBA Board of Governors could go, we got to get out of this.
Well, because legally, if it was unbalanced, like you said, it would trigger the clause.
Right.
Then, and like, no, we've got to renegotiate.
We have to renegotiate this whole thing.
Yeah. I think they said the soonest that would happen was 27.
Yes.
Yeah. It was just interesting. Cause
yes, I think it was 27.
It was the first time I saw anything about that, right? Like, it was
yeah,
like,
oh, all oh, this oh, media oh, rights oh, still. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No one's
all
brought,
of a sudden,
like,
we might have a strike. Nowhere. We might have a strike. They said it's highly unlikely
yeah,
that
of course.
This happens.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, highly unlikely that a strike happens.
Right. They'd figure something out before
yeah.
we got to that.
Yeah. And you would see the trajectory. You would hear hints of this forever.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.